Listen up, KDNK listeners. Are you curious about current issues regarding human impact on the environment? Ninth grade students at Aspen High School research global and local environmental issues and want you to be more informed.
Do you know what coral bleaching is? Coral bleaching is when waters in the ocean become warmer when CO2 is released into the ocean. What happens is algae on the coral leaves, turning the coral white like bleach. This doesn't mean that the coral is dead, it just means it's sick and there's a lot of stress on the coral, which is very bad.
Some of the reasons that coral is being bleached is because products from factories that use CO2. Some of the cons is that it kills small fish who can't get food from coral, which then affects the food chain because if larger fish can't eat smaller fish, then the apex predator can't eat the larger fish, and it goes all the way up the food chain.
Before coral bleaching, the healthy coral is colorful and has fish swimming around it. Over time, due to pollution, the coral changes its color to white, hence the name coral bleaching. When it is white, it is dying. When it is dead, it changes its color to a brownish and gray color.
How can we stop coral bleaching? We can stop coral bleaching by buying food from local farmers who don't use fertilizer. Also, try to avoid water pollution by practicing safe disposal of waste, such as recycling. Finally, try to avoid fishing in or near coral reefs because it disturbs local life, which can result in an unstable ecosystem. And most of all, try to reduce your CO2 footprint.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.